This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You're listening to Open for Business. I'm Christine Wong, and the events industry has been one of the sectors struggling the most with the shift into the digital space. Today, I have Fionn Tay, General Manager of Inogen, on the line to discuss their current approach to exhibitions, events, and conferences. So thank you very much, Fionn, for speaking to me today. Could you give us a brief introduction of who you are and what Inogen is all about?
Hi, Christine. I started my career by joining fashion industry with one of the Japanese retailer in town. And subsequently, I gained some experience working in Hong Kong. And that is before I met the founder of Inogen, Malaysia. That was in the year of 1999. A little bit about Inogen. It was established in the year of 1999, and our founder, Mr. Richard Wong, and late Mr. Jeff Lam, both of them have great experience in the industry, and they have spent many years in different countries managing and organizing many international shows. So they actually have a vision to build a full-fledged design and build company, providing one-stop comprehensive solution to the niche demand of the MICE industry. Inogen means innovative generation. At that time, there was only a few major players in the market. 20 years later, Inogen managed to become one of the top two in the Malaysia market.
Right. And from 1999 till now, there have been so many changes to this particular industry, right? But especially, of course, the impact that the COVID-19 pandemic and the MCO have had on, you know, the MICE industry. So since 1999, right, has Inogen ever encountered a crisis that compares to the current situation?
Oh, I have to say that it's never before in the history of mankind. The economic situations in our country as well throughout the world is totally greatly impacted by the COVID pandemic. And the last economic hurdle that we faced was the Asian financial crisis. But at that time, we are still able to go on with our business, and probably we just need to work a little bit harder, and we need to come up with a better strategies and a lot more different way of approach and problem solving. But for this pandemic, it is totally different, and it takes everyone off guards and the usual business practice.
Right. So in order to deal with obviously the changes of not being able to host real world or in-person events and exhibitions at the current time, you guys created a new product. This is called InVirtual, and this debuted in August 2020. This is a locally developed digital platform that's designed to host virtual exhibitions, conferences, and events. Can you tell us a little bit more about, you know, how InVirtual works as a product?
InVirtual is a modern cloud-based solution, and it's a web architecture, provide a complete series of applications from the exhibitions, conference, business matchings, seminars or events. So the physical face-to-face interaction is being replaced by text and video communications. All these activities will take place in the platform itself within a designated time frame. Usually is 2 to 4 days. And our program is user-friendly with great design. But most importantly, it is also mobile responsive. Basically, the participants, while their company information, their product highlights are all digitalized. Our current version is ready for hybrid mode. That is when the market will open for hybrid event. When the physical event takes place, we believe that a virtual platform will be able to complement the physical exhibition or the physical show as well.
So, okay, if that's the case, and InVirtual is a digital platform, right, used to facilitate these events and exhibitions, how is InVirtual different from a typical video conferencing platform like the ones that are primarily in use right now? So this is Zoom, Microsoft Teams, Google Meet, etc. What separates InVirtual as a product from these other kinds of products?
Okay, I would say it is different. For the the other products and Zoom and other is more into the meetings. We will use that as a conference because we also integrate with third-party program like the one that you mentioned just now. But what we did is we built a comprehensive platform and everything will happen within the platform itself, where you imagine if you're organizing a physical show where everything happened within a venue. So now we just take this into the virtual platform where the conference, the exhibitions, and all the visitors will be interacting within the platform itself. So I would say it is a different program totally.
Right. So basically, you do have teleconferencing features, but you also have, you know, for example, your clients' catalogs and their product displays and all that inbuilt into the program itself. Is that right?
Yes, that's right. We have many features for the exhibitors. That means our customers to insert and update their product. Their product could be consist of their catalog, their video, and their brochures or their company profile write-up. They're also able to have the link to their website or even their virtual showroom if they have one. Basically, the coverage is very wide and this is within the same platform itself.
I see. So kind of the million-dollar question, almost literally. How exactly do you earn revenue using InVirtual?
So in virtual, one of the unique selling points of our core strength is also our platform is highly customized.
Mm-hmm.
And we could customize the design, the configurations, and even the workflow based on clients' requirement. And of course, we do have a standard package. Well, if the clients require a more enhanced and special custom features, so we could package that into it as well. So the price range is subject to the organizer requirement and how complicated and how sophisticated they want the program to be. They're also subject to the nature of the show.
Right, I see. So, you know, you have this sort of customizable element to it, depending on how, I guess, how specialized the platform becomes according to your client's needs. That's sort of how you measure price. Since you are not hosting real-life events anymore, you don't have to, for example, book exhibition halls, that sort of thing. You don't have to put up stands and all that. You know, to what extent has this affected cash flow in Inogen? Because basically my question is, are you guys earning enough money at the moment to keep your heads afloat since you kind of do save costs on not having to host events in sort of a real space?
Well, honestly, our revenue has dropped tremendously. And basically, all the physical shows and those confirmed shows we cancel. When there's no physical show, we have literally no revenue.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, how we survive is we have implemented cost savings measure by we also reduce our overhead by saving from many expenses. One of them is also we did have to reduce our staff's payroll, and many of them and almost all of them are very supportive and they understand. So we are going through this together. As far as the revenue is concerned, the earning from the virtual is definitely far, far below what we do in physicals. But looking at the current situation, I think our measure is to first cost cutting, second to also manage the revenue from what we are able to get. And of course, just like everyone else, we are also living on our reserve fund.
All right. Well, it's time to take a short break right now, but after this, I will continue speaking to Fionte, general manager of Inogen, to discuss how they actually manage a huge event on the InVirtual platform. You are listening to Open for Business here on BFM 89.9.
Banish feudal mentality. BFM 89.9, the business station.
This is Open for Business. I'm Christine Wong, and on the line with me today is Fionn Tay. She is the general manager of Inogen, and we were talking about their current product, which is InVirtual. It is Malaysia's first locally developed digital platform, paving the way for virtual exhibitions, conferences, and events. So before the break, we were talking about how the platform works and also to what extent Inogen was affected by the MCO and the COVID-19 pandemic. Now, in the time since the debut of InVirtual, you've now hosted quite a few large events on the platform, including the Asia-Pacific Economic Corporation Summit or the APEC Summit. So tell me a little bit about how that went. Were you able to handle such a large event, and what was that like?
Well, for APEC Summit, it's really a big show, and we don't do it ourselves because we work with a few agencies. And for this APEC Summit, it's one of the biggest show that we handle, where the manpower involved is about 30 people. We have a common room for all the live streaming and also for the broadcasting facilities. So it was very complicated technically. However, it was a very short time frame to put this show together.
Mm-hmm.
But with our technical team, as well as all our support partners, we are able to pull through these 24-hour streamings without any glitch at all. So the total visitorship of the platform is up to about 3,005 to 4,000 at certain times. So the streaming, the RAM bandwidth was running very, very high. And we do have a very good venue to support this event.
And tell me a little bit about the live streaming, because this was a multi-day event, right? I mean, how exactly do you manage to support live streaming constantly for that long?
There are many screens, and we have totally different setup for each of every channels to run each streaming. And the testing took about 2 days, and the actual running was during 24 hours. So we actually took shifts. Our people go through different shifts to run the show. And there are some other technical problems was with certain overseas country due to certain technical issue. We have to troubleshoot the technical issue, just like sometimes they couldn't enter a certain part of the program or a certain part of the conference. So we have to troubleshoot that way before the event, the actual session start.
Mm-hmm. I mean, from this sort of experience, you know, moving forward, what were some of the things that you learned after hosting a couple of these events that are so large?
Well, I think the technical knowledge, especially in IT field and also hardware, is very important to ensure live streaming and also virtual going together simultaneously.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say a very strong technical team in different areas, software and hardware, is very important. And also the leaders to plan and the overall planning of the show is very crucial when it involves every parties. And the other important thing is also the communications. Since this is very technical, there are a lot of detail that they need to go through. So, well, I believe the WhatsApp group is extremely important because we have communicate almost like instantly every time when there is anything happen.
Right. Okay. So, you know, looking at your platform and looking at, you know, the future of the MICE industry as well, I understand that at the moment, since you have sort of established InVirtual as a platform for events and stuff like that, are you planning to expand, you know, your target client demographic from this point on?
Yes. I would say InVirtual is currently a leading homegrown virtual platform for MICE in Malaysia.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to make it a household brand. And of course, we think virtual platform is beyond physical boundary. We want to be an international player one day. And well, we also want to make the Malaysian proud as well of this Malaysian-made platform.
Okay, so for example, you know, would you be looking towards maybe expanding and opening up in virtual for kind of B2C use as well?
Yes, there will be our future plan for that. So currently we are more focusing on the further enhance and upgrade our features and to make us compatible, to make us ready for that part of plan.
Mm. So, you know, looking at how the MCU has been extended yet again, and, you know, we've been going through various stages of the MCU, you know, throughout, since March last year, in fact, we haven't actually been out of the MCU, technically speaking. What are your sort of thoughts on the future of the events industry and sort of these exhibitions, right? Do you think we will ever go back to a purely analog event?
My take is the virtual and the physical will have to combine with each other. Virtual will complement the physical show. And even in many years down the road, this is basically a new upgrade or the new trend of the exhibitions or the conference, because I don't think we are going to go back to only physical shows even many years down the road. Virtual, what we call it, is a hybrid event, and for that, it will be a lot of advantages, because there will be certain countries due to the cost or due to certain restrictions, they won't be able to travel. So virtual and physical combined for a hybrid event will be the future trend.
I see. And finally, you know, what exactly does Inogen have planned, at least for the rest of the year?
We are actually getting ready for our next version, which is the 3.0. And now we are ready to take on more show. We are 2.0, in virtual 2.0. We will expand our platform service to even private companies or government's agency. And we also plan some CSR with certain NGO as well. So I believe NGO were also facing a difficult time at this current situation. If we could extend our platform service to help them in terms of CSR, we were delighted to do so.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Fionn, for speaking to me all about Inogen today and in virtual. Of course, in virtual is Malaysia's first locally developed digital platform for virtual exhibitions, conferences and events. That's about it for Open for Business today. I'm Christine Wong. And if you've missed any of today's interview, you can download the podcast on the BFM app. That's available on the Apple App Store or Google Play. You can also head over to our website, bfm.my/podcast, to listen back to the podcast, as well as find us on Spotify or wherever else you get your podcasts. You've been listening to Open for Business here on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.